Joshua Landis, welcome back to the roundtable.
Pleasure to be back.
First of all, let's acknowledge the fact that 34 years ago this week was the beginning of the Iran hostage crisis. And obviously, since that time, we've had extremely poor to, well, no relations, really, with Iran. But we're starting to see things change, perhaps, right? A little bit of a thaw in that relationship, recent conversation over the phone between presidents of both countries, discussions, you know, working together on the nuclear issue. What can we say about Iran's, the U.S.-Iran relationship right now?
Well, we do seem to be at a crossroads. And Rouhani, the election of this new president, who has fluent English, is charming and has really carried out this charm campaign to try to get to some understanding with the United States. And that's largely because sanctions are really hurting the Iranians. The currency has collapsed. People are feeling poor. So Iran is doing this dance and saying that it can, it will put its nuclear refinement and move what the West fears is movement towards the arming and a nuclear weapon on hold. It wants the West to recognize that it has the right to refine uranium. They claim they're not moving towards armament, but you know, obviously nobody believes that. So we have promised Israel and ourselves that we would not let Iran get the bomb. So and we would bomb them before that happened. So this is a big – you know, Obama does not want to get into another war in the Middle East and certainly not with a very big and important country like Iran, 80 million people. So there we are.
So the talks are ongoing, and I guess
they're talking
where they're
right
headed,
now.
It's hard to say, but talking is better than not talking.
A lot of
I
positive
guess,
vibes.
Some might say.
We'll see.
Well, speaking of not getting involved in another war in the Middle East, let's of course talk about your area of expertise, Syria, but particularly the other countries in the region that are very concerned about Syria. And so we just had Secretary Kerry going to the Middle East, visiting Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Israel, all these meetings focused on what to do about Syria, and I guess fielding some questions about why the U.S. isn't doing more about Syria, particularly from the Saudi perspective, right? The Saudis, is there some concern now about what the Saudis might do?
Saudi Arabia is very upset. They're upset that we're talking to Iran. They're upset that we are considering lifting sanctions on Iran. They're upset that we haven't done anything on Syria. We said we were going to bomb Assad. They were furious when we turned around and made a deal to get rid of chemical weapons in Syria without bombing them. They want the rebels to get a real win. And America's saying, we've got to move to the peace table. There's no military victory here. And we're talking with Assad. They are furious.
We're talking with Assad about the chemical weapons.
About the chemical weapons. But we're also talking about peace. We've invited his delegation to a Geneva II, which has fallen apart. But we're trying to push the rebels and the Assad regime to discuss a ceasefire. And that infuriates many people in the Middle East, the Sunni powers in particular, because it seems like a win for Iran. Assad is still going to be there. The rebels are hanging in the wind.
So the Saudis are thinking, we'll just take over, basically, in the sense that we're going to start training the rebels. We're going to start, you know,
that's
engaging more. So they're so that's concerned. But what? So do we really care about that? Why should we care whether Saudis do or don't do this? I mean, isn't that their right to do that?
You know, I suppose it's their right. But America and Saudi Arabia are allies. We want to be on the same page in the Middle East. And we're very worried about the growth of al-Qaeda in Syria because the rebels, the al-Qaeda militias, of which there are two, have become the strongest militias in rebel-held Syria, about half the country. And we're worried that Saudi Arabia, if they go in there and start arming up people, will help grow al-Qaeda. So America is trying to get to the peace table. We don't want Saudi Arabia sending in a lot of arms and money. That's our major concern. So we have some major differences with Saudi Arabia, but Kerry was there to smooth them over as much as he could.
Well, definitely going to take a lot of diplomacy in this case, I suppose. Tricky and complicated situation as always. Joshua, it's great to have you here. Thank you so much for talking about the Middle East with us.